The Rock Orchard by Paula Wall. For Sheila, my friend, sister, and muse. Preface. Just because a woman is good at something doesn't necessarily mean it's what she should do in life. If that were the case, most of the women in the Bell family would be hookers. It is common knowledge that Bell women make hard men melt like butter in a pan. They are equally adept at reversing the process. The Bells live in a house that sits on a bluff overlooking the river. It has the look of a place whose owners grew bored with their money long ago. Honeysuckle vines wind around the columns like thread on a spool, and roses, wild as weeds, scratch at the paint like chiggers. It's a mystery where the lawn ends and the cemetery begins. The Bells are of the mind that dead people make the best neighbors. Several years back, in an effort to turn our boring little town into a tourist trap, the Historical Society put up a brass plaque outside the Bell's gate declaring the old house an historic site. Bell Reeve, the plaque reads, was built in 1851 by Colonel Bedford Braxton Bell for his bride Musette. During the war between the states, it was used as a hospital for soldiers of both armies who were wounded at the Battle of Fort Donelson. History, of course, is never real. People either glorify it or horrify it, or at the very least, color it. What the sign doesn't say is that the fingerprints of slaves are baked into the brick, and that when the rain sets in, no matter how many times they plaster and paint, the blood of soldiers seeps.